Carla found this great article on hiring your relatives, your family members.
You always do, though.
Yeah, we're all on Team Tommy for the most part.
I'm on your team.
Jay, I'm always Team Tommy.
Jay is president and CEO
of Team Tommy, baby.
Yeah, but here's some information from the article. Here are the pros, Steve, okay, for hiring your relatives. You already know what you're getting. You already know. You don't have to guess. You don't have to think about it. You know because this is a member of your family, so you know this person. Here's some of the cons, though. It sends the wrong signal to other employees.
I ain't finna.
You know, like they're not qualified for the job. They just got the job because he was your
relative.
They
don't be.
Huh?
That's true.
Uh-huh. Here's another con. A relative may feel the rules don't apply to, in this case, him.
That's so true about
him.
Yeah.
That's
true. For that one.
He just missed 2 days.
Yeah, but he didn't get paid, though.
Oh, okay.
That's where the stain gonna come in at.
Oh, you
good thing he sold out all them shows.
He's gonna need it. He's gonna need it. All right, here's
so he working to compensate for his check.
Here's another con, Steve. Well, you don't necessarily do this, but other CEOs might not hire relatives because the con is you hold back from criticism or you don't discipline him. So in this case, you did. You did dock him his pay, right?
Man, I wish I would. How am I gonna not criticize him? What is we talking about? If we're not doing criticism, why are we talking?
But you hired him, though, Steve.
That was not by choice, Shirley.
What do you mean?
My sister.
Oh, Miss.
The only reason I ain't fired him is because of her.
Well, I wasn't a good hire, though.
You don't think he does good work, Steve?
Wait a minute.
You don't think I was a good hire?
Boy, if I could replay the days you missed, the times you called in.
Oh, man. From day one, though, Steve.
Dog, I can't even tell you.
Yeah. You guys weren't even here on day one when Tommy used to call in from his bed.
Called in from where?
At least twice a week.
Yeah, asking if he had to come in.
Is that true, Tommy?
I was trying to get used to the system. That's all.
But we were all here.
What else you got, Shirley?
That's about it. The article goes on to say that issues with family members who come up... I don't even want to say this.
Oh, I got new.
Wait, just wait. I got brace yourself. The what article goes on to say issues with family members who come up short.
Wow. Shirley, you didn't have to read
that. I was trying not to say
no, you were all this supposed to be
Steve
team.
Asked me.
You could have let that go.
He asked me. It's his show.
As president, that was wrong. That was
they come up where, Shirley?
It said issues with family members.
Look.
I
do a pretty good job around here.
Who come up short on the job?
They must have interviewed Tommy for this article.
Should be addressed just as they would any other employee.
Anybody else, right?
But what if they're the shortest one on the job?
Wow.
That's a pop team right there.
Okay.
Got it out your system, Shirley?
I don't know.
You feel better
now.
You got it out your system.
Shirley, read it one more time.
I didn't write
it. I don't read it no more. We heard it. We don't need to hear it again.
What'd you say, President and CEO of Team Tommy?
We don't need to hear it again.
Why she hollering?
Man, she over there, she got water coming out of her eyes.
I think Steve asked me, did you not ask me to read this again, Steve?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know what it was. You weren't going to let it go.
Okay.
I was going to offer you some other reasons why you shouldn't hire a relative.
No, Junior, I don't think I should.
We've already heard it.
Shirley, I bet you $1,000 you can't read it without laughing. Ready, set, go.
Okay, $1,000 on the line.
Here we go, $1,000.
Okay, the article goes on to say, issues with family members.
Come on.
I can do it.
Come on.
$1,000. Issues with family members. Breathe.
Come on.
Issues with
get it out.
Issues with family members who come up short.
That's evil. That is the devil, Shirley.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
Who come up short.
That is so cute.
Come on, I'm trying to get this $1,000.
Hey, you can't get it. Don't worry about it.
I lost it. Okay.
One more time.
Okay.
2,000.
Okay, I can do it. I can. Okay. The article goes on to say that issues with family members who.
Come on.
Who come up short.
Really true. It ain't all that.
Okay. Yeah, it is. It's pretty good.
On the job.
Yeah. Here, come
take
up
this
short
tissue.
On the job and everywhere else, too.
Here, take this tissue and wipe your eyes.
Shelly, he come up short at the amusement park. You ever seen anybody go to the amusement park and that stick means so much?
Oh, my God. Are you talking about the high stick?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I've cried up all my makeup.
You ever seen somebody get on an amusement ride, they shut the safety bar down, and he stepped right out? You ever seen somebody come down that first hill on that roller coaster, and everybody on the train got to grab him?
Keep him going.
Yeah. So, in other words...
That's how y'all welcome me back, huh?
Yeah,
that's
welcome
how,
back,
that's how
Tommy.
Y'all do it.
Oh, dog, you should have seen what was happening while you was gone, because Captain of Team Tommy was just doing
you. Yeah, the
you.
President. So, in other words, Steve, they're saying that it might be the worst decision you can make to hire a relative.
Oh, it ain't no doubt about it for me.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.